you can probably hear in the background, there's a bit of a clean-up operation going on down here now on Bridge Street. The sweepers are out, and there are a lot of locals out doing the clean-up after the devastating effects of last night. The school, thankfully, is back up and running by 10 o'clock last night. Now, the community pulled together at Sintra and got that all sorted, and dehumidifiers were in. So the gym got the works there, but everything is cleaned up today and back in action. Down here on Bridge Street, it's much worse. The levels of water have come through some of the buildings, and some of the opticians, and that has gone up to the first, step of the stairs, which is a lot of equipment destroyed. There's a number of hairdressers and beauticians here. Some of them actually were okay, and others got a bit of a doing, for want of a better word. But the charity shop as well, it's on Bridge Street. The shop itself was okay, but the storeroom got damaged. So all of the stuff that was in the charity shop and the store is all destroyed.
I'm sure that it will be a couple of days yet before repair costs and so on will be estimated.
It certainly will. I haven't been talking to the council engineers now this morning yet, but they're out and about and they're already starting to fill the potholes and the destruction of the damage that was done to the roads. And I say the sweepers and all of that are out at the moment. And yeah, we don't know the extent of some of the damage of some of the houses yet, because a lot of the owners are not in the vicinity, so they have to travel today to find out what damage is done there too. So it's going to take a wee while for it. I can just actually see there's wallpaper now swinging up a wall here in the hallway. You know, there's a lot of just some carpets upturned and stuff like that. But it's pretty devastating for the owners, it really is.